Starting up a business is tough in any time, but at the moment, 2011, we're in amazingly tough circumstances. So for Business Cornwall, I'm meeting one of the brand new businesswomen of Cornwall, Jess Billington, who has set up, well, last year, treatalady.com. Jess, first of all, just tell me a little bit what it feels like to take on such a big task, you know, setting up a company.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that you're incredibly nervous starting a business. You know, it's like being blind. You don't know what to do and you don't know where to turn. But it's also an incredible feeling of excitement and elation, and you just want to get out there and do it all now. And it's such a big challenge and something exciting for us.
So just basically say what you do.
Well, I'm a romance specialist for treatalady.com. So we advise men on gifts and weekend breaks, and we sell packages and presents online.
You must have a few interesting stories related to setting up your business and this rather different business and the way people perceive it.
We certainly have done. There's nobody out there doing what we're doing, so it's been some real teething problems. We've only been live about 6 weeks, but one of the problems we did have was when men phone up for advice from us, quite often they want sort of romantic advice or things that are quite inappropriate for us to be advising on. That's definitely been a big learning curve.
And how do you deal with that?
You just try and get around it, really, and just say, oh, you know, maybe you could ask her sister or her friends on that sort of thing. It's not really our expertise.
So it's not a line you're going to go into anyway. But it must be really tough to actually get your message out there that you are this new business, we're doing this new thing.
Oh yeah, it's really, really tough to get the message out there because there's so many mediums to do it, and you've got to decide which ones you choose, which ones you abandon. And one of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy locally.
And how's that been working for you?
It works very well. We do a lot through word of mouth and a lot through things like social media, Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that. But also you've got to look at things like Google, because that's where the percentage of business is coming from.
And this is where advice comes in, isn't it? I mean, just give me an idea of perhaps the best piece and the worst piece of advice you've ever had in starting up a business.
Oh, well, the best piece of advice I've ever been given was to always focus on the goal and never focus on the crowd, because otherwise if you care too much what people think, then it doesn't become truly what the business should be. But the worst piece of advice I've ever received is to promote infidelity as part of the business and to go national with that. I think that's something we decided against.
What was the advice then exactly?
The advice was to promote infidelity, and then because of that you'll get national press. So to say treat multiple ladies on the site and to make that a big focus.
Okay, so obviously you step back from that one. So really, you've got a lot of experience over a short amount of time, a very tough learning curve to set up a business. Just give me a few ideas of the tips you would give to other people wanting to do what you're doing.
Well, my first tip would be to remain sociable, because if you're working on your own, especially from home, it's really easy to just become really isolated and not see anybody. And also another tip would be to manage your cash flow at all times. It's very easy for that to get out of hand, so you must never let yourself get too short. And the last tip would be to always be realistic about what you can achieve. You know, I learned very early on that I set big goals and beat myself up if I didn't reach them. And I think small, manageable goals are more realistic and you feel better about your achievements.